Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary Travelin, thank you very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're really proud to have you tuned to WBAP 820 AM 96.7 on that clean, clear FM signal, and we're here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. I have been doing commercial garden. This is commercial. I'm selling products for people from time to time. Commercial garden broadcasting since 1978, and I love getting to do this. Never dreamed I would, but I'm very, very happy to get to do this. And before that, I worked for the Extension Service for 7 years, so in the Metroplex since 1970. Yeah, the hair's gray, what hair there is left. So let's not dwell on that. Let's go to Jimmy Turner, who is the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. And Jimmy has had his hands full. It's getting ready for springtime. How you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Much better, yeah. You were very much under a rainstorm of weather last week, and we're glad to help you out. And so we're going to talk about Mahonia belii. And if you want a plant that is absolutely durable in the shade, this is a great one. Little prickly. Why don't you tell the story?
Little prickly, but it's evergreen. Lovely little yellow flowers. We'll start sometime between now and March, depending on what our weather does. We've got a great planting of it right in front of Nancy's garden, right in front of the Victoria House, and it's one of the few plants I can use under that dry shade underneath our big live oak trees we have at the garden, and it's been there for, I think, almost 20 years now, and just absolutely looking wonderful. Prefers well-drained soil. This plant absolutely hates to have sitting water. That's the one thing I've learned about it over the years.
Yep, that's exactly right. It'll turn yellow and just pout. Folks, this has to have the shade. If you put it out in very much afternoon sun, especially, it's going to bleach and look really bad. This is a dramatic. Steve Huddleston last hour, Jimmy, was talking about architectural plants in the landscape. Some of his agaves and hesperalos, and this plant is architectural in that. And I try to do this, and I think I may have used this comment one other time somewhere here on the air. I don't mean to be politically incorrect on my statement. If you think about the Native Americans and the chief with his staff that he would stick in the ground and it would have feathers and it would be very dramatic, that's kind of the way a tall stem of Mahonia belii, leatherleaf Mahonia, looks. It's just that dramatic. Sometimes they get too tall and you have to prune them off, don't they?
Yes, sir. Something that gets a little bit naggy and they just need a little bit of clipping here or there. But
kind of like Nandinas. In fact, as you say, they have that same habit as Nandinas. They're related. They ought to. The fruit is kind of pretty too, isn't it?
It is a little purpley-black fruit that the cedar waxwings tend to like at our garden.
Yeah, it is a beautiful fruit. It looks like a grape cluster and just absolutely a beautiful plant. And the fruit, a lot of people will think, well, fruit will come off in the wintertime. This actually matures in the spring. And Jimmy, one last comment, and I'll let you get on with your education things, but Mahonia belii in my landscape, I have probably 40 or 50 of them. I like it like you do. And the birds do like it, and it does germinate. I have it coming up out in the woods in our landscape beneath eastern red cedar trees, not so that it would become invasive ever, but it grows out there with no irrigation, absolutely no irrigation, and the plants get prettier and prettier. I've transplanted them into the yard. So it is a drought-tolerant plant, very pretty plant. All right, you'll see it at the Dallas Arboretum, and Nancy's garden is left of the entrance at the DeGallier home. Why am I doing all the talking, Jimmy? Why don't you tell us about education?
Well, we've got a great class coming up with Billy Goodnick called Designer in a Day. Billy is a landscape architect, author of the new book, Yards, Turning the Outdoor Space into the Garden of Your Dreams. And he'll be doing a little talk called Design Like a Pro, and then I will join him for the second hour talking about the hardiest landscape plants I know. And then if you want to, you can come back for a Designer in a Day afternoon session, which is a afternoon class workshop to actually help you with your landscape plan.
When will that be?
That's February 16th. Starts at 10 a.m. to 12:30 for the first part and 1 to 4 for the second.
And the charge is?
$45 or $41 for members for the first part, or $69 for the workshop, are 62 for members.
All right. And Jimmy is also a part of our school next week. He'll be talking on annuals and perennials in landscaping. 1 o'clock, Jimmy, is the estimated starting time. That work for you?
That works for me.
All right. See there, folks, we just handle all our business right here in front of your ears. And Jimmy, I am very grateful. This is just a lot of fun. So the Designer in a Day will be February 16, Saturday. And you want to sign up for that, you can go online at DallasArboretum.org and learn a lot more. What is the main phone number into the Dallas Arboretum information line, Jimmy?
214-515-6500.
All right. And how do they find the Arboretum?
We're 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue and go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from anywhere, and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, and the next big event on the horizon is Dallas Blooms, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Starts March 2nd.
March 2nd, and then when is the Children's Garden going to open?
Sounds like it's going to be in mid-April for us this year.
Oh, that's just great. Wow, it's just thing after thing, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
You are on the treadmill, my pal. I appreciate you. Thank you, Jimmy Turner. Thanks, Jimmy. All righty, he is with the Dallas Arboretum, and that report is sponsored by the people on this stack of my notes. I'm still living in the 9 o'clock hour, and that would be Silver Tie. Hey, I better get it together for these folks. They are counting on me because they are a good restaurant. And I don't get to do a lot of ads for really great restaurants like this. This has been a personal Sperry family favorite restaurant for 10 or 12 years, something like that. I never dreamed I would like Thai food, and there is so much to like about Silver Thai. You will enjoy it immensely. They have mango salmon there, which is my own personal favorite, and every meal is prepared fresh to order. All the ingredients are fresh. They do it right back there in their kitchen, and it is ultimate. I had an interesting experience this week. I had a business meeting Wednesday evening, and it was another part of town, and I knew that the man had been not far from our home the night before. And he said, "Man, we found the neatest restaurant not far from your house, Neil. It's a Thai restaurant." And he described where it was. I said, "That's Silver Thai. They're my sponsor. They're our favorites." And he just kind of chuckled. I said, "You're going to become part of my Sunday ad." Silver Thai Cuisine, 906 West McDermott Drive in Allen. Now, I want to tell you how to find them, but I also want to tell you they're open 7 days a week. They are open for lunch and for dinner. We love to go at dinner. It's just so relaxing. It's a family-owned business. A wonderful story. Ask Ken, the owner, to tell you a little bit about the story, because he started there as an assistant part-time busboy. Then he became full-time. Then he started working in the kitchen. Then he became a waiter, our waiter, for several years. And then he bought the restaurant. He knows it all the way through start to finish. He cares. He loves the business, and he always has a smile. Always has a smile. That Silver Thai Cuisine, they're fabulous, and they had huge ratings. That's how my buddy out of Minnesota ended up there this week. He went to one of the online rating services, and there was Silver Thai Cuisine, S-I-L-V-E-R. Silver Thai Cuisine, it's silverthaiallen.com, and they are at 906 West McDermott. They're a long block west of Central on McDermott. They are right beside Jason's Deli. They are right behind Starbucks. They're right behind Chick-fil-A. I'm just going to tell you they're in with all of those other food places. But you go to Silver Thai, won't you please? Silver Thai Cuisine in Allen. They are fabulous.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050. 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
All right. Thank you, Michelle, very, very much. And let me go to Heather right now in Flower Mound. Heather, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling and waiting.
Oh, and thank you for everything you do.
You bet.
We live in Western Flower Mound and have several post oaks, and our front yard slopes pretty significantly to a creek. And so during heavy rains, water just pours down. And I was wondering if we could put in a shallow, dry creek bed to kind of divert the water to the creek. and if we could do so without hurting the post oak.
And there is a natural flow area through there already?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that would be any problem. What happens with post oaks is that when we start doing massive grade changing over big parts of their root system, they die. They're not forgiving at all, the least forgiving tree that I know of. But if you're doing a wash area that already exists, and you're just putting stone in there and maybe taking some soil out so that the stone doesn't just make a big mound, whatever you're doing, you're impacting just a tiny percentage of the roots of a given tree. It's just a line through that area. If you were to use round river rock, and let's just say you could do it without doing a whole lot of soil moving, then there's zero chance of impact to the trees. That will cut down on erosion. It will slow the flow of the water. It will let it soak in. It'll be all good. If you have to do a little bit of grade changing to cut in so that you're not so high up with the, I can't see it, so I don't know how to advise, but you could take a few inches of soil off an area 3 or 4 or 5 feet wide and not have a problem. Again, because you're dealing with such a small percentage of the overall root system of any given tree. I don't see any problem with what you're wanting to do. Make it look natural if you can. Make it, you know, scatter them in there so they don't look like they were just placed in a V groove of some sort.
Okay, yeah, because we would have to excavate just a little bit.
I kind of figured you would, yeah.
Collect the water to go down this area instead of just in a flat sheet.
Well, I understand that, but now if you start going out to the sides to taper it down so that the water will go to that spot right there, that's when you begin to worry me a little bit more. And it might be a good idea to do one of two things or both, just for consultation, if nothing else. You might want to have a certified arborist work alongside you, at least to advise, here's what I would say you could do, and they could even show you on site. The other option would be to hire a landscape contractor who has done this before and who's familiar with flower mound and the post oak trees and could, you don't want to do much beneath them other than that one straight row that you need for the water runoff.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a way in there, but a landscape contractor might be the best person to analyze it and give you the best answer.
Right, and you said about 3 to 4 inches if it were just in the creek bed area.
If it's just in a wash area that's already there, those roots are accustomed to that, and you're not going to be cutting any major roots anyway, or you'd see them already. And so, yeah, I think you'll be fine.
Great. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you called. Good question. Very interesting one. Thank you very much. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features the finest garden writers from Texas. We've published our magazine 27 years. I'm really proud of our team. It's a really credible magazine that brings the latest and greatest horticultural stories to the gardeners of the Lone Star State. Every word is always and always has been written specifically for, exclusively for, your Texas landscape and garden. Now, when you buy a subscription to my magazine today, you also can save one-third by buying with it a copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is my 30th annual gardening calendar. We have a few left. We have probably 2 or 3% of what we started with. This calendar tells you month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. When to do things is a critical question, and it's all answered. 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you when to do the various things in your landscape and garden. Lovely wall calendar. And as I've been mentioning this morning, we are almost caught up on the mailings of the calendar. Don't call because the people who work at the weekend on the weekends don't have access to the same computer system for the orders. But I know from my office staff that all of them either are in the mail or will be in by Monday or so. So anyway, you'll get the next round, which will come out within just a day or two after you order. So call right now before 11 today. If you wait, you're not going to have a chance at the calendar because we will be selling out. doing a lot of pushing of this online, and so this is your chance. Save one-third, get all of it for $38.95 and $3 postage on the calendar, a calendar that will tell you when to do everything, lovely gift or wall calendar, and a full year of the award-winning magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all for Texas, $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call to register for the Landscape School, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and much more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens is located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Tell you about Dallas Plumbing right now, and it's with great joy that I tell you about this company. In fact, if you have never tried them, you can get $50 off your first plumbing or heating air conditioning service call by calling Dallas Plumbing tomorrow morning. And they have emergency service on the weekends as well, of course. DallasPlumbing.com is the website. These folks have been around for 110 years in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. 110 years. It founded as Dallas Plumbing, and isn't that amazing? That was when a lot of houses probably didn't have plumbing, and now look at what they do. They do it wonderfully. This is the go-to company if you have difficult plumbing issues. This is the company to call if you have difficult heating and air conditioning issues. This is the company that does all of my work. This is the company that's a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. That would be Carrier, and it would be Dallas Plumbing. Now, they invite you to see their new display showroom, the Kitchen and Bath Showroom, at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. That's north of LBJ by a mile or so. 11055 Plano Road. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing by talking to the experts first. And that's open Monday through Friday all day, Saturday until noon. DallasPlumbing.com is the website, and that address for their showroom is 11055 Plano Road. All of the fixtures in our home have come from Dallas Plumbing. We bought from them 6 years before they became a customer. Love this company. They do all of our work. I told you that. 214-340-6300, 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com.
If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books.
Tree work is something you don't want to turn over to rank amateurs. Your trees are very valuable landscaping investments. A company that doesn't know what it's doing can ruin a tree in 10 minutes. They can ruin a tree that may be 50 years in the making. They can ruin it in 10 minutes. I hope that you will call Arborological Services. I want to reach out, recommend them to you, and present them. Here they are. Arborological Services. The most common question I get about my advertisers: Neil, who is that company that you, one of them is a foundation repair company, the other is Arborological Services. I guess it stands to reason because these are service companies. And Arborological Services is the company I want to tell you about, get you to call, get one of their International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists on your property to look at your trees. All they think about is trees. They do complete tree maintenance programs, fertilizing, pruning, cabling, and bracing, insect and disease control. They even do consultation on trees, like we were talking about with the post oak tree. If you want somebody who really knows trees to stand there while you make a decision of a dry creek bed that you want to put in, whether it'll harm the trees or not, this is the number to call them. We'll give it to you in a second. Damage assessment and appraisal and court testimony. They can do all of that. Arborological Services, Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524 in Fort Worth, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. They have two arborists of the year. 21 of the 31 years that the Texas Tree Climbing Championship has been held, they've won it. 21, two-thirds of the time. They're the best. Arborological.com, Arborological Services. Next call up is Vicki in North Fort Worth. Vicki, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing super, and I'm grateful for your call.
Good. I live in an area where the soil is primarily that orangey yellow clay. Mm-hmm. And I've been in my home a couple of years, and so I'm looking to start doing some landscaping. Can you recommend some shrubbery or trees that might do well in the soil?
Yeah, you can grow. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've got a couple of live oaks right now that they planted when they built the home. And, you know, they've just not done well. The bark is splitting on the bottom, and the leaves are kind of a yellowish green tint. So I've probably got two issues going on here at the yard and then my live oaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the live oaks are not going downhill because of the soil. So I don't know what's causing them, and it would take us way off course if we try to diagnose what might have happened to them, but it has nothing to do with your soil. Your soil is what a lot of us would love to have. So the list that I talk about to 96% of the Metroplex, which is the black clay soil owners, also applies to your soil. You can grow anything that people in black clay soil try to grow. It will just do better for you than it will in the black clay soil. Plus, you also pick up a few plants that are not eligible in the black clay soil. Some of the things, and I'm going to give you a list, but mind you, I have and I'm not trying to sell this, I have a chart at my office, a poster that is 15 by 30 inches. It's the 100 best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for Texas landscapes. And I worked a month in compiling that and getting it all into that big chart form. So to recreate that in a minute or two here is going to be pretty difficult. If I moved onto your property and wanted to do landscaping, my first group of plants would be hollies. I think they are the most foolproof go-to shrubs. I have in my landscape 30 or more types of hollies. Some of them never get more than 2 feet tall. Some of them are now 20 feet tall. So there's a holly for every use. Nandinas are foolproof plants, very dependable. Abelias are as well. Then I also would have junipers if I had full sun. I do have junipers and I do have full sun. For shade plants, I have used, again, the hollies are good in sun or shade. I've used Akuba and also the leatherleaf Mahonia that Jimmy Turner was talking about, and oak leaf hydrangea, not the florist hydrangea, but oak leaf hydrangea. So those are the shrubs that make up a bulk of my landscape.
Okay.
And that's a starting point for you.
What about magnolia?
Magnolia is a wonderful tree. Are you talking about a dwarf one or a standard one?
Yes, dwarf.
Dwarf would be a teddy bear if you want it to get 15 to 18 feet tall, and little gem if you want it 25 to 30 feet tall. They're lovely trees. They'll do well for you.
They would be fun. Okay. And whenever I plant them, do I need to put anything in the soil when I'm planting other than just the regular?
Do you take the Star Telegram by any chance?
Yeah.
My column next Saturday will deal with that exactly for you. How do you do bed preparation?
Okay.
That was the topic I chose, wrote it yesterday, and it will deal with which plants need great bed preparation, which don't. That'll save me about 10 minutes of talking.
Yeah. No kidding. That'd be perfect for me. Well, thank you.
You are welcome very much. Thanks for the call. All right, let's see. I'm going to go to newscast, and then I'm going to go to your call, because my call screen right now says cero. Tengo nada. I have no calls. Call me now. This is a good time. I haven't given the number in 20 minutes, which may account for the failure to get phone calls. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. 9227. Call right now. This is probably the last chance I'll be able to say to you. If you call now, you can get on the air for sure. North Haven Gardens is one of the sponsoring companies that we'll be working with on our landscape school, because that's where we'll have our landscape consultations in 3 or 4 weeks. I'll tell you more about the landscape school in a moment. If you are an urban gardener, then North Haven Gardens is just the right place for you. North Haven Gardens has tomato seeds, and this is the time to sow them in your greenhouse or on your windowsill. Get a jump start on spring by starting your tomato seeds now. They have heating pads for starting the seeds, seed starting soil, grow lights, all the accessories you need to ensure a successful harvest. When you start vegetables by seed, you can get them going early. You have a larger selection of varieties to choose from. North Haven Gardens has a handy growing calendar on their website at nhg.com, gardenlibrary.htm. Let's do that again. nhg.com/gardenlibrary.htm. Fruit trees are arriving at North Haven Gardens. This is the time to plant them while the trees are dormant. They have peach, plum, pear, persimmon, apple. They have many more and more that are arriving soon. Now, it may be a little chilly from time to time still this time of year, but North Haven Gardens continues to stock a large selection of trees, shrubs, color, and perennials for your landscape. This is a, let me do my math, 62-year-old nursery that is a, if you were going to design a retail nursery, it ought to look like North Haven Gardens. They're that good. That's why people come from hundreds of miles around. Go to nhg.com for more information on their January events, like terrific tomatoes on January 26, just $20. Register at nhg.com or at the nursery, or by calling 214-363-5316. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week. nhg.com, 214-363-5316.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Rubles Plants is one of our sponsors of our 2013 Home Landscape School. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants. Our school will be all day next Saturday, January 26, in Plano. You must pre-register. You need to do so before 11 o'clock today. Landscape school traditionally closes out. It has for the other 17 years that we have had it. It fills up and has to be closed, and we have some seats left, but not a lot. So call and get signed up today. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people. It is an all-day class. I'll teach a ton of it. So will Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, and so will Jimmy Turner, whom you heard half an hour ago. Jimmy's going to talk on annual and perennial color in your landscape. What are, by his extreme tests that he puts his plants through, what are the best annuals and perennials for Texas? I'm going to talk about the best woody plants for your landscape. Stephen is going to talk about a lot of elements of landscape design. And then I'm going to come back and talk later in the afternoon about lawn care and having a perfect lawn. You will understand landscape design. You'll get a whole lot of ideas. You'll learn how to draw a landscape plan to scale. It is $199, as I mentioned, for one person, $239 for two people, and we will give you a one-on-one or a two-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional as a part of your registration fee. That will come up at North Haven Gardens 2 weeks later. and February 9 or 10, you choose the 30-minute consultation time that you want. This works. It is fun, and people are thrilled with it. We get so many nice comments. But you must sign up immediately because the school is 6 days from now. It's 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you use to register for to get our calendar offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Time to check in with the WBAP 3 for 3, Jerry. I've stumbled each time. WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Lee tells me the music runs 18 seconds, so have a great 4 seconds left.
Very good, Neil. 52 degrees at 10:30. It's been a busy morning for the president and vice president. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. The forecast, mostly sunny and mild, 68 for the high today. Partly cloudy down to 40 tonight. The cold front comes through overnight into tomorrow, and it's going to be a little cooler. Winds out of the north up to 15 miles an hour and 52 for the high. Tuesday and Wednesday look for mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 50s. 52 degrees at DFW. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the Classic Chevrolet.com Traffic Center.
Well, the Dallas freeways wreck is reported on I-45 southbound at MLK Boulevard and northbound I-35E at the President George Bush Turnpike in Carrollton has been completely reopened. It was closed earlier due to an accident investigation. And in Arlington, Cooper Street is closed between Abram and Division for construction on the railroad tracks there. You might want to use Fielder or Collins as alternates. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
President Obama has been honoring the nation's fallen soldiers and celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. ahead of his official swearing in for a second term. President and Vice President Joe Biden placing a wreath adorned with red, white, and blue ribbon in front of Arlington's Tomb of the Unknowns this morning. And even before today's swearing in, the president's facing a pushback on his proposed tougher gun regulations. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he is against an assault rifle ban, but tells NBC's Meet the Press he will support better background checks.
I think the fact that we have background checks when people buy firearms and we prevent felons and those with serious mental illnesses from acquiring them, I think those make perfect sense.
Cruz said while personnel checks are the exception, there is no such thing as a gun show loophole with regard to background checks. And London's Heathrow Airport says it's canceled 260 flights, or 20% of its usual schedule. It's because of snow and low visibility, and forecasters say Britain is in for a week of snow. Again, our high today, 68 degrees. It's 52 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
The second term of Barack Obama's presidency starts officially on Monday. We'll have all of the latest highlights, the speeches, and what the president's plans are for your life for the next 4 years coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
I have said before this morning even, I love doing those interviews, and did you hear that emotion in Joel's voice? What gratitude. And it's just it's a wonderful school, just a fabulous school. You may have heard me mention the McKinney Music and the Arts, the wonderful performance from the fine arts departments of the three big high schools in McKinney, McKinney Boyd, McKinney North, and McKinney High School, the original McKinney High, joined together, 600-700 kids. I don't know how many there were, but it was a dazzling night. and the talent that is in our youth is just unbelievable. You put them in formal attire and put them on a stage, and you realize from McKinney Boyd High School, for an example, that more than half of the violinists in that highest level orchestra are boys. Hooray! That is so cool. And they were all there. They were performing, and that was the reason they were there. But behind the scenes, it was a fundraiser for Serenity High, and we thank them. What a great night. And as I mentioned, I'm going to brag on him one last time here. Our grandson Sam is in the McKinney North Choir. He's a ninth grader. Sam broke his arm 2 weeks ago, and they were trying to camouflage the fact that they had a student up there with a broken arm who couldn't hold his music properly. And so he ended up right behind the conductor, the director, the choir director, who was not actually directing the whole performance. It was... okay, I have to work on the name. It's not a piece of music I'm very familiar with. I just didn't know the name. It is Camina Burana. Did I have that right? No, I'm leaving part of one syllable out somewhere in there. Carl Orff wrote it in 1936, 1937. Difficult music. And there was Sam right behind the choir director. Poor Sam. I would never have gotten close to a choir director singing out loud. Anyway, and they got a standing ovation, a long standing ovation for that. It was just awesome. I'm through. I'm done. I'm proud of my grandson, proud of the fine arts in the city of McKinney. Good job. And Serenity High, certainly. Roger in Granbury, I'll come up in just a second. I got an ad I got to get done here. I get off on tangents and personal life, you know, kind of enters the picture sometimes. Dalworth Clean, these are the people who have done heroic things for our home, for my magazine office over the years. As I mentioned, we had some friends into McKinney last night for dinner. We met them at my office. We showed them around just momentarily inside. And their first comment when they walked in was, wow, this carpet is so soft. And we've had one or two people who said, you know, I tried to take a nap on the carpet. I was working late at night, and I thought, I'm just going to catch a quick wink. And said, this is just so comfortable, you want to lie down on it. It's all in the padding, the installation, and that's Dalworth Fine Floors did that. It's a part of Dalworth Clean, but they have a different physical location. They're at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Dalworth Fine Floors, if you need new flooring surfaces. And we used them and we love them. Dalworth Fine Floors, 817-520-1400. They'll bring samples to your home. 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, open Monday through Saturday. Now back to the fact of Dalworth Clean. They can clean, restore, repair, or replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth Clean for 32 years. They do the finest in carpet cleaning, $29 per area, 5 areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Cleaned. These are the people who have shown their industry how to do it right. Dalworth Clean, 32 years as an advertiser, that's a long time. I hope that you will give them a call and book a floor cleaning or floor restoration service, 214 or 817-267-8433. That is the main number to everything associated with Dalworth, 267-8433, or go online at dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Roger in Granbury, now it's your turn. How can I help you?
Good morning. I've got some wisteria been growing for a few years up against the house. They're in total shade. I know they need to be transplanted for several different reasons. But anyway, how deep do you think those roots might be? And
how large are the trunks, Roger? How many stems?
They're spread over about a 3-foot area. There's probably about 5 of them, and they're not bigger than my little finger.
Oh, they're small. All right, and do you think that, were there 5 plants originally, or do you think that it laid down and rooted and sent up 5 shoots?
I'm thinking it sent up some shoots.
All right. kind of hard. I'm going to do my best to give you a good answer. This would be a good day to move them because the soil is moist right now. And you might pull on the one that seems farthest away from where the plant was originally planted and see if it pulls back toward mama. And if these others are, if that's the case, then if you have roots on any of them, then certainly you could dig them and move them. As small as those stems are, I think you could probably harvest all of them or most of them, replant them individually, and you would want to prune the top growth back by about half to compensate for the disturbance you're going to do to the root system.
Yeah.
But this is the time to do it.
Should I trim them before or after I dig them?
It's a difference of 5 or 10 minutes. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You need to do it immediately after. I mean, same day, one way or the other. If it's easier for you to dig them after you trim them, you can. Doesn't matter.
Okay, and they do. They're in total shade now, and I'm sure that's why they're not any bigger than they are.
Right.
They can take an afternoon heat.
They can take the heat. They need the heat. What they don't do well with is really shallow rocky soil. Granberry has some of that, so I wouldn't plant them where they're going to hit white rock right away. If they have deep soil, you're okay.
We've lived here for 40 years, so we've got some ground built up.
That's great. That's great. Well, you'll be fine. I'd get it done in the next day or two.
Good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Rick and Parker, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I am calling because I have a greenhouse issue. Every time that I try to grow vegetables inside of our greenhouse, they end up getting really wilty. And it doesn't matter which vegetable that we're growing, if it's zucchini or tomatoes, it's the same end result. And I was curious what we're doing wrong.
All right, are you talking about transplants that you're going to set out, or are you talking about growing them to harvest over the winter?
Yeah, that's it, trying to grow them to harvest over the wintertime.
All right, how much sunlight does the greenhouse get?
It's sitting in full sun, and it has a white top on it, like a top that's white but lets the sun come through. Does that make any sense?
Is it glass?
No, it's not glass. It's plastic.
All right, and what are you talking about with a white top? What kind of surface makes the white top?
It's almost like it's a panel. It's a plastic panel that's semi-sheer. The people who sold me the greenhouse said it lets the sunlight come through.
All right.
They asked us if we wanted a clear top or if we wanted a white top, and we just said white top.
All right.
Not really knowing the difference.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is if it is screening out any of the sun's rays, which might be very useful in July, but not so much so in the wintertime. I have 62% shade fabric on my greenhouse, and I would not try to grow vegetables in there for that reason, but I need it for the things that I do have. It's a big commercial 30 by 60 foot greenhouse, and I have a lot of foliage plants and other things, some of which would be happier in full sun, but on average do better without it. And I just leave it on year round, so I have some protection from hail and ice and snow even.
Well, we're certainly not getting full sun.
Yeah, and vegetables need that. Vegetables without full sun will get limber. Their leaves will not be the normal shape that you're used to seeing when they're out in the garden. They may be big floppy leaves, bigger than they should be, and as I say, limber, and the stems on tomatoes and other stemmy plants will get leggy. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's sounding very familiar.
Yeah, I'll bet you don't have enough light, and so that
this year. Sorry, Neil. We started a whole bunch of tomatoes, and they did really well. They grew up, and the tomatoes made, and it just had a huge amount of green tomatoes, and then all of a sudden, everything just wilted, and we didn't change water regimen. We didn't change anything.
How are you growing the tomatoes? Are they in pots or in the ground?
Yeah, in pots.
All right, and how large are the pots?
Most of them are 10-inch by about 10-inch round by about a foot deep,
like that. That's not nearly big enough. You need a 10-gallon. When you said 10, I was hoping you'd say 10-gallon. They need to be in very large pots, like a shade tree would be. And tomatoes, when you grow them in a greenhouse, unless it's a dwarf tomato variety like Tiny Tim, you need to grow them in 10-gallon pots. You take binder's twine, the shaggy brown stuff, and make 15 or 20 feet of it, take it up to a support overhead, and tie it, and you leave a lot of extra up there, because then as the tomato grows up that twine, you twine it around, you take all the suckers off in greenhouse tomato production, so that it's just the one stem going straight up, and as it reaches the top, you let go of the slip knot and let it coil like a hose down in the top of the pot. And so you keep it growing up and up and up, and meanwhile the original bottom of the stem is all coiled up down there. That's how you do it.
We didn't do any of that.
Well, okay. that's the way a greenhouse tomato crop would be grown, or you can put them in 10-gallon pots with a tomato cage, but they have to have full sun in the winter. It's just any shade at all is going to take them down. The only other thing, and I'm way behind, I've got to get one more break in, and I want to at least throw this concept out. If your greenhouse temperature fluctuates greatly, if it's not a big greenhouse, then if it gets up to 90 or 95 quickly because of a lot of sun on a cold morning when you can't open the greenhouse at all, then that will also cause them to grow erratically.
I think I have both. And before I go, I want to tell you something. Congratulations on Serenity High and what you've done there.
It's a wonderful school. Thank you for that. But the people who are there all the time.
Calendar is phenomenal.
Thank you
so much for that.
Have a
well.
Great day. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, sir.
Okay.
You.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me tell you right now about the offer from my calendar. He just mentioned it, and I hope that you will get a copy of it before we run out. We'll run out sometime in the next few days. I don't know how much longer. There is a stack, one stack left. We had boxes and boxes and had to take a second delivery and so forth. So as a result, you need to get it ordered. I'm going to do a quick version of this, but your time is running out. Save one-third on the calendar that has more than 10,000 words of when to do things. Pay only $38.95 to get the calendar at the big savings and the full year new or renewal to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, each an award-winning publication, and get all of that for $38.95, every word of it written just for Texas, by calling my magazine office between now and 11. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. There is a $3 postage fee on the calendar for the box and the postage. We lose money on that part of it, so don't think I'm making money on you. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before we run out of calendars. 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WisQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WisQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire you and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and your time has run out. Our home landscape school is next Saturday, January 26. All day long in Plano, we will teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. You'll learn how to design a landscape project to scale. Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum will join me. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens will be your teachers. You even get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping pro to complete your design Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10 in North Dallas. It's $199 for one person, $239 two people, same household, one consultation per household. All of that, but your time is running out. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com to sign up. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Call now.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry and my sponsor now for 18 years, Fred Marshall does it right. One of the very first things he said to me was, Neil, we guarantee our work for the lifetime of the house. It is transferable from owner to owner to owner. They started that back in the mid-90s, and all the other companies now, or at least all the good ones, have adopted that, but they were the ones who pioneered that. They are pioneers in their industry, and they have been my sponsor all of that time. I have had so many nice comments from people, friends and strangers, who said, I called your sponsor, Advanced Foundation Repair, and I have a variety of things that people say after they tell me that. One of them is, they told me I didn't have a foundation problem. The other company told me it'd be $17,000 to get it fixed, and I was really grateful, I can imagine. And another one said a similar top amount, $17,000 or $15,000, whatever it was, for the other company, and their bill was $4,000 for the work, and they got it done in a day. That's what a friend of mine told me a couple of years ago. That's the way it is with Advanced Foundation Repair. They do it right. They do it right the first time. They guarantee their work. The home inspection is absolutely free. Here's the number, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003. All right, I need to hustle because I have a lot of time, people, and not much time. Wayne in North Garland, sorry I had you waiting so long. How can I help?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I was looking at a ginkgo tree. I know you're not crazy about certain trees. I live in North Garland. My house is 6 years old. I've got that stuff they put down for dirt.
I love that tree. I love that tree, Wayne. Let me tell you the conditions I'll put on it, though. It is slow growing. Compared to oaks, it is slower growing than oaks and cedar elms and pecans, which are kind of moderate growers. It's a slow growing tree, kind of in the category of a magnolia, but it's beautiful. I have two of them. You want Autumn Glory, I believe, is the one you want the male grafted one that costs a little more because you don't want a female tree. You don't want to get just a seedling where you might get fruit because the fruit stinks. It's not pleasant.
Okay.
So the male grafted ones have the outstanding fall color, and it is a beautiful tree. Very unusual growth habit. It's a wonderful second or third tree in a landscape.
Okay. Is it hard to take care of?
No. I've never seen an insect or disease on mine. I've had them 30 years and 10 years.
Okay. Autumn Glory and get the male.
You get the male, it'll be grafted, and it will sell for about half again as much or twice as much as a normal shade tree would, but well worth it. They're beautiful.
All righty. Great. Thank you.
Have fun. You bet. Thanks for the call. All right. I have about half a minute. Dorothy in Milford, when to purchase tomato transplants in Milford? I would say probably about you need to wait until mid March, somewhere in that range, way too early now. And call me back earlier, Dorothy. You always seem to call right before I go off the air, and I'm so sorry. And Steve in Fort Worth, locating grafted tomato plants. I don't believe that you're going to have any luck finding those. I may be wrong, but you can do it yourself. That was the subject that Bill Adams did in our magazine a couple of years ago. If you don't have that, we have back issues for sale. Folks, I've enjoyed it. Lee Riza, Jackie Peel, thank you. Happy gardening.